flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, guys, here we are on this Friday, our last break of the day.
Yeah. Whew,
we have a new president, all of that.
And you don't mind it. But you know what? That's a part of my closing remarks. We have a new president. Yeah. And I'm telling you right now, with this new president, I'm just accepting the fact that he is the president. Because I'm not going to keep bemoaning this for year after year after year, week after week after week, and the being surprised about it or mad about it is a waste of energy. It really is, because guess what? What is it? The 47th? He's the 47th president.
Uh-huh.
He's the 47th president of the United States of America. That's it. I'm not surprised at what he does, because he pretty much said what he was going to do. And it's hard for you to expect a 70-some-year-old man to change. If you look at the inauguration, the whole front row was rich boys. The whole front row was rich boys. Everybody you see around him is rich. They made the contribution. Elon Musk, $270 million donated. Mark Zuckerberg, all of them, they gave. They gave because they knew he was going to grant them favors. So, y'all, he is the president. I'm done dogging it, talking him out. I asked everybody to vote. We did our job on the Steve Harvey Morning Show. We exhausted ourselves. We did everything. We bought all the reasons why you on it. You know, our candidate clearly did not win. We told you why. I just wanted him because I just wanted a better quality person to hold the office. But that's not what the rest of the country wanted. So it is what it is. So I'm not finna spend 4 years hating him and dislike. He's a president. I have to respect that. I'm going to respect that. Might not have been my guy, but now I'm just hoping, really just hoping he does something right. I hope he does something to help people. Now, I know who's going to benefit and who's going to receive help. And a lot of rich people will benefit. But I have news for you. A lot of his constituents are going to be disappointed. Because they got diabetes too. They insulin prices is finna go up. They want it immediately. As soon as I get in office, the prices of groceries are going down. Ain't budged. And there's no report nowhere of a carton of milk or an egg or a bag of cheese being a lower price today. And there's not going to be any. So, Steve, what you telling us this for? I'm telling you this because the most important relationship you need to concern yourself with, it's two. The most important relationship is your relationship with God. That's the number one thing you need to tend to. And start tending to it. And I'm talking to myself right now. I got to do better. I got to get closer to God. I got to be more reliant on him. I got to quit letting these pervasive thoughts of doubt enter my mind and stay there, especially this past week, because I let them stay there way too long. And I know better. I actually know better. I know to give it over to God and leave it there. I know that. I know that. I know that worrying changes nothing. I know that. I know I'm supposed to trust in God's timing. I know that. But this week was a little rough for me. It just seemed like it just kept piling on and piling on. It took me about three, almost 4 days, but I got it together, though. Because I remembered the track record. I remembered that God ain't never let me fall. And even when the public thinks I'm falling, I ain't really fail like you think. See, you think when I fall, I make a mistake, it's permanent. I know from my past history that it's not. I made some ridiculous mistakes. I made public mistakes. God has gotten me up and picked me up and dusted me off from all of them. And he's done the same thing for you. Every situation you've ever been in, y'all, think about it. Ain't you got through it? If you haven't gotten through it, you're currently being pulled through it right now because he ain't through with you yet. You made it. You made it. Just look back at your life. The horrible things that's happened to you, and it seems so insurmountable at the time. You remember when they was doing you on the internet? Remember that? Didn't you make it? You remember that time you got fired? Didn't you make it? You remember that time they left you? Told you they didn't want to see you no more? You felt your world was crumbling? Didn't you make it? You remember when you was pregnant and you didn't know what to do? Look at you now. Didn't you make it? Do you know how many times, man, they wrote you off and you rose up out the ashes? Didn't you make it? You remember that? Sometimes you got to go over the list of things God has done for you to get a grip on yourself and realize he could be working for you on your behalf. I've had a week right now where everything I thought was going to be buttoned up and wrapped up in a bow and put in there, and none of it has happened that way. But guess what? I've seen this movie before. I've actually expected something to happen at a certain time before, and it didn't happen. I've seen this movie before. And guess what happened at the end? It came through just the way it was supposed to come through. Even better. Or it didn't come through and something else came through. Or I got over it. How about that? Sometimes you just got to get over. Sometimes the answer to your prayer is no. And you got to understand that. And you got to just deal with it, man, and okay. But there's a lot going on in your life that's okay. It really, really is. You breathe. You're healthy. Okay, you got a medical report you didn't care about. But that ain't the end all.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.